news read by Ayish Mbile. First, our top stories, the sacrifices and invaluable contributions mothers make in shaping families, communities and societies come to the fore as Cameroon celebrates mothers. National Day celebrations continue beyond the frontiers with Cameroonians reiterating their attachment to the fatherland. And the epic battle for medals is ongoing at the University of Garoua, where over 3,000 student athletes are taking part in the university games. Good afternoon. Cameroonians have joined their counterparts across the world to celebrate Mothers. Mother's Day, celebrated in the country on the third Sunday of May every year today, provides a special moment for people to express gratitude and appreciation to their mothers for the invaluable contribution and sacrifices they make in shaping their families and nurturing future generations. Over time, Mother's Day has evolved into a day to also honor mothers and maternal figures with flowers and gifts. Colette Jani tells us more.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Mommy. I love you. You're the best.
Many mothers in Cameroon got up this Sunday morning to text, calls and messages like these, expressing gratitude to these women for their contributions and sacrifices in shaping families, fostering love and nurturing future generations.
Since my mother is not here with me, I sent her a little package as a token of appreciation for all she's been doing to me, most especially for bringing me into this world. And I and my siblings also did a joint video call to speak to her and make her feel special on this day.
Women themselves have also used the opportunity to celebrate motherhood. Celebrated on the last Sunday of May in Cameroon, it is a day to express gratitude and respect to mothers.
Indeed, Colette Jani, and to our mothers, we offer only the best. And Here Now is a Timeless for You All by Prince Nico Mbarga. Mother, no one has done it better than you, Prince Nico Mbarga. Happy Mother's Day to our dear moms. In other news, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, has announced that the first phase of the ongoing infrastructural works at the University of Garoua that benefited a presidential grant of 75 billion CFA francs will be completed by October this year. Professor Jacques Famandongo made the declaration after visiting the university construction site in Jumarsi in the company of the rector of the university, the North Governor, and a host of administrative officials. Details with you, Julius Nepa.
After giving the kicker of the 24th edition of the ongoing varsity games, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, entered day two of his stay in the North Region's capital city, Garoua, with a visit at the construction site of the university campus in Jumarsi, where works are seriously ongoing for the construction of 8 administrative blocks and amphitheaters. This includes the construction of 5 faculty blocks for the Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Science, Faculty of Law and Political Sciences, Faculty of Economics and Management, and the Faculty of Arts, Letters and Human Sciences, on a surface area of 200 hectares. Highlighting that he has been assured that the first phase of the ongoing construction project at the state's youngest university would be completed by October, Professor Jacques Famandongo urged all those involved to meticulously carry on with the works that will lead to the launching of the second phase.
What I have seen here is very beautiful, and I congratulate all the actors of this presidential achievement, and I am very optimistic for the future of the university of Garoua.
The University of Garoua that opened up its doors in 2022 after its creation by a decree from the head of state and thereafter benefiting a presidential grant of 75 billion CFA francs for the ongoing infrastructural constructions already has more than 10,000 students registered and also offers specialized courses in sustainable agriculture, disaster management, environmental studies, and archaeology, to number these. Julius Neba, Seri TV News, Garoua.
And as you heard in one of our top stories, over 3,000 athletes currently taking part in the 24th edition of the University Games go hunting for points after the official launch of the competition yesterday by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo. The Minister of State called on the participating athletes to compete for peace. CRTV's envoy to Garoua, Wilson Mengole, tells us more.
A very good afternoon to you guys and welcome to the campus of Synergies in Garoua, which has been transformed to the 24th edition of the University Games Village in Garoua. The over 3,000 athletes from the 22 higher institutions of learning, both private and public, go hunting for qualification tickets for the next round of the competition. So far, so good. The University of Boya female teams have been impressive. The female football team of UB dumped the Institute of the Gulf of Guinea 4-1. In handball girls, they equally outclassed the University of Douala 36-28. While officially launching the games yesterday, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, called on the participating athletes to exercise probity, fair play, and to show machineries, that is, hired athletes to strengthen certain delegation. That's the package we have for you. We've been Victor Bala Wilson Mengole signing out.
Thousands of students of the Francophone subsystem of education begin sitting the Baccalauréat General Examination tomorrow, May 27. Their counterparts of the Anglophone subsystem will, for their part, take on the written phase of the General Certificate of Education GCE examination as from Tuesday, May 28. On how prepared some of the students are, here is Kelly Eben.
Panting and joining, Pascal Munio, the Apoy, and Esperant Guru Bonjour, my company, and même jusqu'à la proclamation des résultats.
As a student prepared for GC Advanced Level, I busy my own part of the work by burning the midnight candle, answering GC questions as many as possible.
From the expressions of the students sitting the ordinary and advanced levels of the Cameroon General Certificate of Education, the GCE in the English subsystem of education, and the appeals of the Baccalauréat General in the French subsystem of education, one can assert their readiness to crush the official exams to be written in the weeks ahead.
From August to now, we have been studying consistently with our teachers by finishing our syllables and all our worries we face. I'm very confident in myself for the upcoming exam.
Si je disais au contraire, une matière.
However, others say, although they are upbeat to face the exams, they are anxious over certain subjects in which they still have a few things to grasp.
I face difficulties, like answering all my questions on time. But by the grace of God, I hope all shall be well.
I face challenges with question interpretation. Hopefully for these days that are left, I ought to improve on my weaknesses.
That notwithstanding, the candidates are all optimistic that their hard work will yield good results.
Kelly Eben reporting. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development has lauded the initiative taken by the Bogo Council to implement government's low-cost housing scheme. George Elanga Obam was complimenting the officials while officially inaugurating lodging facilities built by the Bogo Council with the support of FAICOM. Ayuk Jonashu reports.
Like other secondary cities, Bogo, situated some 35 kilometers from Marwa, faces the problem of insufficient lodging for state functionaries and other workers. The low-cost housing scheme of the Bogo Council, funded by the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FAICOM, with the support of Credit Foncier, is therefore a timely response. At the inauguration ceremony, the Director General of FAICOM, Philippe Camille Akoa, lauded the pioneering step taken by the Bogo Council and promised that nine other municipalities of the region have been retained for similar schemes. While officially inaugurating the edifice, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, who was accompanied by Governor Mijawa Bakari and some members of the elite of the Far North region, described the 20 double apartment municipal lodging as Bogo's march towards emergence in line with the vision of President Paul Biya. Special tribute was paid to the late Lamido mayor of Bogo, Amadou Ousmane, initiator of the project, which the incumbent mayor, Amadou Lawan, has undertaken to perpetuate. Bogo, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Councils have thus been encouraged to take advantage of funding provided by the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FACOM, and promote municipal low-cost housing. George Ilangaoba made the recommendation in Bogo in the Far North region during the inauguration ceremony. Let's hear him. He spoke to Ayuk John Ashu.
I'm a very happy minister when we are putting functioning such works. And we just want to tell to the other mayors that they should do the same. FECOM and Credit Foncier and the state are ready to help them. They just have to be ingenious. And we want them to take advantage of this program and to help our population having very good lodgements. We want you to continue talk of it so that the other mayors should know. We have started it quite some time ago. The program is going wider than it was in the beginning.
George Ilangaoba, Minister of Decentralization and Local Development. Time for us to go to the Southwest, where candidates taking the entrance examination into the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, have been reassured that everything about the exam will be governed by fairness and merit. The assurance came from the director of NASLA, Tani Tikubaye, following the start of the written phase of the entrance examination into Cycle A of the institution yesterday in Boya. Some 1,200 candidates are sitting the exam. Kangelion Caesar has the details from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The written phase of the entrance examination into Cycle A of the National School of Local Administration is now completed. The rigorous process to recruit the next batch of trainees, officials say, is a combination of transparency and fairness. Tanye Tikubaye, Director General, NASLA.
The principle in every public exam is that all the candidates are treated equally. It starts with a proper organization, transparency, proper circulation of information to all the candidates. When we would have published the results for this phase, we would communicate on the period for the oral phase of the exam. The only advice I can give them is to be well prepared. That is their part. Our own part is to run a fair, transparent, and equitable examination.
To the candidates, the examination greatly reflects what every Cameroonian should know.
Many Aeon tribute. What I experienced was something I think a citizen of Cameroon should be able to have an understanding of. I hope that what I wrote is able to get me into the school because I feel a little confident.
Of the over 1,200 candidates who took part in the examination into Cycle A, 200 of the best will join the institution, but the immediate focus remains on the preparation for the entrance exam into Cycles B and C in the coming week. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Buya.
In the Northwest, the director of the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Dennis Nsame, has confirmed that two people have died following an explosion in Bamenda on Saturday yesterday. 39 others have been injured in the blast that occurred at a leisure sports close to the Bamenda Regional Hospital, where 11 victims have been admitted and 28 others treated and discharged. Killer Valerine Salai tells us more.
Eyewitness account hold that the bomb blast occurred at about 8 p.m. Saturday night at a crowded leisure spot opposite the maternity gate of the Bamenda Regional Hospital and not far away from a military installation. The director of the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Dennis Same, has confirmed that two people have died following the blast and 39 others have been injured.
One actually died on the spot, and one of them died in the theater while they were carrying the operation. Most of them had multiple blast injuries, and presently we have 11 admitted in the ward, and 18 had minor injuries that were treated and discharged home.
The explosion in Bamenda comes months after the 11th February bomb blast in Kambe, which recent figures of the injured people have now risen to about 80. Improvised explosive devices have become an increasing combat strategy by non-state armed groups in the region who use the deadly device against the military but also civilian targets. Recently, security forces, thanks to intelligence from some locals in Bamenda, detected and successfully detonated an explosive device placed between the City Chemist Junction and Commercial Avenue. Defense and security forces have been calling for more of such synergy with the population, who've been encouraged to report any suspicious object for timely intervention. Killer Valerie Salau, CEO TV News, Bamenda.
In the West, members of the men, women and youth wings of the CPDM in Kudum in Fumban have received farm tools to help boost agricultural productivity in the area. The gesture is that of a member of the elite of the noon minister delegate to the Minister of Transport, Joya Zakaria. The distribution ceremony held at the Kudum Market Square, as Shanzelin Nanze reports.
Of Kudum depends largely on agriculture as a source of livelihood, and so are the sympathizers of the different wings of the Kudum subsection of the CPDM. The support in form of farm tools brought by the minister delegate to the Minister of Transport, Njoya Zakaria, will go a long way to improve on their youth.
Youth is very important with our president. Youth is the future and present of Cameroon. That is what we are here to continue to work to autonomize all the youth with the spirit of entrepreneurship.
The equipment included, among others, wheelbarrows, sprayers, a miller, and fertilizers evaluated to the sum of 15 million CFA francs. Once more, Njoya Zakaria.
We are calling upon all the youth to work hard. And secondly, we call upon all the militants to register their name on the electoral list to permit our party to win the election.
The motorbike sector also thrives in Kudum. To regulate bikers, Minister Njoya Zakaria has promised to organize a professional training that will result in the establishment of Category A driver's licenses for them. All these in an effort to make the young CPDM sympathizers responsible. Chancellor Nanza, CRTV News, Kudum.
CPDM members of the Jamari 3 Center section in the Far North region have been urged to remobilize and register massively on the electoral rolls and give the party a landslide victory in upcoming elections. The president of the section, Adamu Sidiki, made the call during a joint conference of the party in Marwa, where they also agreed to bury their differences and work as one towards their common objective. Sylvester Atemkeng reports.
The joint conference of the DMRE Center Free Section of the CPDM that brought together representatives of the party from all the subsections, White CPDM and WCPDM, was a platform for frank talk among the party members with the overall goal of moral rearmament. Presentations by some bigwigs of the party, like Senator Alium Alaji, Honorable Zondo Heseze and Bakari Robert, centered on party discipline, funding, prerogatives of the basic organs, and the enrollment of party members on the Elecam electoral rules. Adamu Sidiki, president of the DMRE Center Free Section of the CPDM.
We're still together on the road for the next election. Our first objective is to mobilize all our militants and to be focused on this next election.
Cognizant of the strives to keep the party in one foot, the conference was equally used to underscore the importance of unity among members, as they also tendered a motion of support and their loyalty to the national president of the party and head of state, President Paul Biya. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
And this is CRTV News. Cameroonians in the Cross River State of Nigeria have been joined by other Africans to celebrate the 52nd National Day. The ceremony, which took place in Calabar, was an opportunity for the Cameroon Consul to Calabar, Patrice Onana, to call on his compatriots to promote unity in diversity while appreciating the mutual trust existing between Cameroon and Nigeria. Albert Njembonde reports.
The Cross River State, whose capital city is Calabar, borders Cameroon with the communities on both sides of the frontier, sharing the same historical, geographical, economic, and cultural affinities. And so what unites the Cameroonian community there unites their friends of Nigeria. Reason why the Cameroon Consulate to Calabar brought together Cameroonians, Nigerians, and Africans alike to celebrate Cameroon's 52nd National Day. Patrice Onana is Cameroon's consul to Calabar.
Our leaders decided to put us together, and now we are strong as a country. We unite people coming from everywhere. We defeat the diversity to become one and indivisible country.
Several Cross River State local officials attended the ceremony to urge for peace and unity to reign in Cameroon and for a continuous mutual understanding between peoples of the two countries.
An occasion like this is a time to celebrate oneness, is a time to celebrate unity, is the time to celebrate togetherness, and is the time to celebrate independence. But the important thing is that we should celebrate brotherhood.
So I want to say very hearty congratulations to all Cameroonians and indeed the president for being here. So I pray that they stay more united within themselves and within the African community, and especially united with us too, Nigerians.
It's quite exciting. It's a long way down the stream when we started. But looking at 52 years, Cameroon has actually achieved a lot.
The cutting of an anniversary cake was one of the highlights of the occasion.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde. National Day celebrations have also taken place in Melbourne, grouping Cameroonians residing in Australia. The event, organized in the residence of Mr. Joseph Fombasun, otherwise known as the father of the Cameroonian community, partly for the 24 years he has spent in that country, was an occasion for the compatriots to remember the need to put Cameroon above all other considerations. Here now is an excerpt of Mr. Joseph Fombasun on the peculiarity of National Day celebrations in Australia.
20 May 2024 was meticulously organized and witnessed an impressive attendance from the Cameroonian community residing here in Australia. The occasion served as a reminder of the power of communal celebration in honoring our rich cultural heritage. Beyond the festivities, it provided a platform for the attendees to understand the historical significance of the Cameroon National Day, symbolizing the pivotal shift from the federal to the unitary state. This distinction, it should be noted, is particularly crucial as it clarifies misconceptions often arising among the younger generation who sometimes confuse this event with the reunification day, which was the 1st of October 1961. In my capacity as a community leader, I took advantage of the occasion to reinforce to the audience President Paul Biya's message of living together, lo vivre ensemble, while also underlining the significance of a united and indivisible Cameroon.
You were listening there to Mr. Joseph Fombasun, father of the Cameroonian community living in Melbourne, Australia. In more news out of the country, policymakers, youths from across Ghana, Cameroon, and the Gambia have converged on the Third Aouda Karaba Jawara International Center Bijolo in the West Coast region of the Gambia to adopt, among others, measures, including a national nutrition bill to promote proper nutritional standards for their citizens. This comes as they joined in celebrations marking this year's edition of the Africa Day. Coordinating the event were members of the board of directors of a non-profit network called Africa Catalyzing Action Nutrition, better known by the acronym AFRICA, led by Asitu Jalo. Patience Wingo tells us more from the Gambia.
Youths from Ghana, Cameroon, and the Gambia are meeting at a hybrid and in-person panel discussion organized by Africa Catalyzing Action for Nutrition, AFRICAN, at the Sadauda Kairaba Jawara International Conference Center in Bijilo, West Coast region. To the officials of AFRICAN, it is an opportunity for them to bring in experts and engage in promoting good nutritional practices through the use of technology and agricultural entrepreneurship.
Dr. Gloria Folsen, I work as a senior research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research, University of Ghana. The Franny app, Franny stands for Food Recognition and Nudging Insights. It's an artificial intelligence-based mobile app which helps the user to identify foods that they are eating.
My name is Joachim. I'm an agricultural entrepreneur. Basically, I spoke about challenges in agriculture and most misconceptions that Gambians or Africans have about agriculture.
For youths, media stakeholders, government policymakers, and nutrition ambassadors championing campaigns against poor dieting risk in Ghana, Cameroon, and the Gambia, The panel discussions have clarified the correlation between nutrition, technology, and agricultural entrepreneurship.
Ms. Apema Bembole, I'm from Cameroon. From the African workshop, I learned about the new AI app called Freni, which helps us to maintain good nutritional value, and the app is developed in Ghana.
Dorothy from the Ghana. I joined the African youth training back in Ghana, and now we are here in the Gambia for the commemoration of the African Day. I believe that this is a good path for nutrition, and we hope for the best in future.
To the director of the National Nutrition Agency of the Gambia, Malang Fofana, it is important for Africans to use their local food resources to stay healthy.
We are working with every partner to promote improvement in nutritional status of the population. As a country and as a region, we are facing what we can describe as a triple challenge, a triple burden in malnutrition.
The delegation from Cameroon is led by the country director of AFRICAN, Dr. Namanga Gongi, who doubles as the board chair of AFRICANS, accompanied by Mr. Eong III from the Prime Minister's office. Patience Wingo, CRTV News, Bijilo, West Coast Region in The Gambia.
In sports, the population of Boya has been told that one of the best ways to build a healthy community and to avoid being sick is to regularly do physical exercise. The statement was made by health officials yesterday in Boya during a sports walk dubbed Walk the Talk. After the walk, free screening for chronic diseases were equally carried out free of charge. Salie Enanga Tekemba from CRTV Boya tells us more.
The increasing number of chronic disease-related deaths justifies the sound commitment of the population of Boya, who turned out massively for the maiden edition of the Walk the Talk campaign, championed by the Healthy Lifestyle Promotion Association in partnership with the African Center for Policy and Advocacy. This event is part of the global campaign by the World Health Organization to build healthier communities. Mr. Joel Kunu is the co-founder of the Healthy Lifestyle Promotion Association.
The idea is to see that everybody can live longer by just having a healthy approach to the way they live.
The Keep Fit Walk that kicked off from Bongo Square to the Muliko Omnisport Stadium was characterized by a free health talk and a screening for chronic diseases like hypertension and diabetes. Partaking in this year's activity was a novelty to most Boya denizens.
I'm very happy to be part of this event today. It's going to have a lot of positive impact in our lives.
According to experts, the lifespan of an individual can increase to 7 years with regular exercise. Dr. Patience Kunu is the founder of the Healthy Lifestyle Promotion Association.
You can actually increase your lifespan from anywhere between 0.4 years right up to 6.9 years, not to mention the amazing benefits of exercise in preventing chronic disease, cancers like hypertension, diabetes, stroke. Regular exercise of 30 minutes a day has actually been proven to reduce your risk of stroke by up to 25%.
A follow-up mechanism has been put in place for persons who were identified with health challenges to build a healthier and happier community. Sally Enangateke, CRTV Boya.
And now to end the news, here once again are our top stories. The sacrifices and invaluable contributions mothers make in shaping families, communities and societies take center stage today as Cameroon celebrates mothers. National Day celebrations continue beyond the frontiers, with Cameroonians reiterating their attachment to the fatherland. And the epic battle for medals is ongoing at the University of Garoua, where over 3,000 student athletes are taking part in university games. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Daniel Sopo.
Madame, Monsieur, bon après-midi. C'est une date au cours de laquelle les enfants du monde entier entonnent en chœur l'hymne de l'amour et de la tendresse en l'honneur de leur mère. Ce 26 mai, c'est la fête des mères, célébrer ces reines du foyer, ces piliers inébranlables de nos vies, à un goût de gratitude et de reconnaissance, gardienne des traditions, nourricière du corps et de l'âme, confidente éternelle. Cartes, messages, appels, cadeaux, tout ceci pour leur témoigner de la tendresse en ce jour particulier. Évaluation des réalisations du Conseil régional de l'Extrême Nord, la session ordinaire consacrée à l'examen et à l'adoption des comptes administratifs et de gestion de l'exercice 2023 s'est tenue à Maroua. Pour ce qui est de la mise en œuvre de son plan régional de développement en 2023, près de 5 milliards de francs CFA sur 7 milliards consacrés à la réalisation des projets en lien avec l'éducation et la santé. présentation et installation des membres du bureau de la sous-section RDPC de Tamziwe. La cérémonie s'est déroulée en Jinga 2 dans l'arrondissement de Bafoussam 1er. Elle était présidée par le président de la section RDPC MIFI Centre en présence d'une parterre de personnalités au rang desquelles le président du conseil régional de l'Ouest, Jules Hilaire Foka Foka, les militants et sympathisants invités à l'occasion à s'inscrire massivement sur les listes électorales et à maintenir haut le flambeau du parti en vue des futures échéances électorales. À Foumban, les militants ont bénéficié d'un important appui en matériel agricole. L'action est du ministre délégué auprès du ministre des Transports, Zakaria Ndjoya. Objectif, autonomiser la base militante, surtout celle en zone rurale. Plus de 1200 jeunes frappent aux portes du cycle A de la National School and Local Administration pour le compte de l'année académique 2024-2025. La phase écrite de ce concours s'est refermée ce dimanche à Boya avec les épreuves d'économie générale et de langue. En dépit de quelques cas d'absence, les épreuves se sont déroulées dans le calme selon les responsables. En sport, ce dimanche marque le deuxième jour de la compétition pour l'exercice 2024 des Jeux universitaires lancés hier à Garoua par le ministre d'État, ministre de l'Enseignement supérieur, professeur Jacques Fameux Ndongo. La course aux médailles prend ainsi son envol. Plus de 3000 athlètes de 24 institutions publiques et privées de l'enseignement supérieur prennent part à ces Jeux universitaires. Madame, Monsieur, c'est ainsi que s'achève le 3PM de ce dimanche. Merci de l'avoir écouté. Restez en compagnie des programmes de la CRTV qui se poursuivent.